This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening. All over America, kids are asking their coach to put them in to play as Little League season starts up for the 2013 spring and summer. But there's a problem that Little League is dealing with, well, not for the first time, but certainly more now than they have in previous years. And that problem is helicopter coaches. You may have heard of helicopter parents, the ones who are always hovering around their kid, making sure that not only is everything going right for their kid, but telling everybody around their kid how to treat their kid while pushing their kid, creating more stress in their kid's life, making sure that the kid turns out to be the greatest person ever, etc., etc., etc. Well, you take that and translate it to the baseball field, and now you've got 8, 9, 10-year-old kids who are feeling that same pressure while they're playing a game that's supposed to be fun. Well, some of those parents are turning into helicopter coaches. Some of them have actually been told that they can't be in the stands during their kids' games because they yell and scream too much. So what do those mostly dads do? They become an assistant coach. And then it's legal for them to be out there, and now they're doing the exact same thing on the field. Here to join me to talk about this is Dan Gould, who's director of Michigan State University's Institute for the Study of Youth Sports. Dan, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, good morning.
You've heard about this problem, right?
Yes.
How does it manifest itself?
Well, I think, kind of two ways. One, I think over the years, we've noted that people running sport leagues for children have seen a kind of increasing involvement by parents in probably a negative way. I think the good news is some of our research shows, 7 out of 10 parents are just fine, and maybe 3 out of 10 are doing things unknowingly that sort of get in their child's way and, is not optimal for the development. And then I think you get the 1 out of 10 parents who might get really over-involved and become a coach so they can instruct their kid all the time.
Yep. I think everybody who has a kid who's playing baseball or soccer or, youth hockey or whatever it may be, we're all familiar with that parent. And it's never just one. There are usually a couple on every team, your team and the opposing team, who feel like they've got to put themselves mentally out on that field. And, they're telling the kids so much more than they need to tell them. And usually, it was always funny to me when my daughter was 6 years old and playing soccer, you'd have these people yelling and yelling and yelling at the kids, and their entire advice was, kick the ball. Kick the ball, which of course is all the kids want to do. My bottom line question here, Dan, is this taking the fun out of sports for kids?
Well, yeah, some of the research shows, first, with coaches in general, and most youth sport coaches usually start as a parent, we find, one, there's a lot of programs now where they're trying to give the parent some basic education to know how to coach and, like, focus on what the kids do right versus what they do wrong. And then sort of the judicious use of feedback. Because, for example, if you're trying to concentrate and I'm yelling instructions to you, you're probably not going to concentrate too well if you're up at the plate.
Right.
So we're trying to get the right information to parents. And there's some research shows that the more parents or coaches emphasize winning and the importance placed on performance and yell, the more stress kids experience.
So you're saying that they shouldn't focus on winning?
Well, yeah. I mean, part of sports is winning, but most kids figure that out. And most of the research now says they've got a fancy term. They say a supportive, autonomous, focused climate, which basically means focus on self-improvement and sort of let the winning take care of itself. In our society, winning's going to, everybody's going to know what the score is.
So let the kids go out there and have some fun. And if they win the game, that's fine, and we can celebrate that. But we're not going to make that the be-all and end-all of Little League.
Yeah, and I mean, you just try to win, and that's the way it is, and self-improvement. Did you learn some things? Did your skills get better? Are you physically active? That's what we should be emphasizing to the kids.
And what does your research show that that's doing for the kids? Are they having fun, or is that part of it being lost on them?
Well, it's mixed, to be honest. I mean, overall, I think we certainly have problems in youth sports with helicopter parents and sometimes poor coaching. Sometimes we forget a lot of parents do a pretty good job, and a lot of kids are getting pretty good experiences in sport. Mm-hmm. However, there's a significant minority where that, you know, we kind of see growing, where they're not having good experiences. And that's why we're trying to get the word out. And a lot of leagues now will run parent education programs to try to tell the parents, here's the best way to help your child. Because even the very over-involved parent usually wants to help their kid. They just have sort of misinformation. So they think by yelling all those instructions, they're going to help their kid be better. And in fact, they often interfere with their kid's performance.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Dan Gould, director of Michigan State University's Institute for the Study of Youth Sports, about the problem of helicopter coaches, particularly in Little League. I would think that if you have more than one person yelling instructions to kids during the game, it's going to not only, you know, you were talking about one person yelling instructions while you're at bat is going to ruin your concentration. You're now going to have conflicting advice coming from people. And if you're a shortstop or a center fielder who's just trying to play the game and have some fun, and you got different people yelling at you, move this way, move that way, move in, move back, watch this guy. He can too much of that is going to absolutely kill the concentration and, again, ruin the fun.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I whether that's an adult, if you were bowling and we all started yelling instructions to you, you'd probably have trouble walking up to the approach the ball. You know, so I think, you know, again, feedback is very important for kids, but it has to be at the right time in the right quantity. And we don't need to be constantly yelling instructions.
You know, you run into, in Little League, kids who have no talent, who are just out there to have fun. Their parents want them to get some exercise. You know, that's always going to be one end of the spectrum, and that's fine. But you also have the kids at the other end who, at 8 or 9 years old, you know, he's a pitcher, and he's got an arm. You can tell that this is the kid. He's actually able to throw fastballs faster than everybody else in the league. And so he's actually turning heads at 8, 9, 10 years old. And their parents are thinking to themselves, hey, we may have a major leaguer here. I want to push this kid down that path. If you have a kid like that, what's wrong with a parent getting very involved in how that kid plays and what his team does around him and all that?
Well, it may not be bad if they're very involved, but it's what's very involved. Very involved might be monitoring as opposed to be actively yelling instructions. Very involved might be, you know, there's been some research on parents who coach kids, and it can be a real advantage, but it can turn into a disadvantage where the parent's trying to be so fair, they're harder on their kid than the other kids. And a lot of coaches will coach their kids to a certain age and then back off. And we know youth sports wouldn't exist without parent coaches. So I don't think we want to throw parents under the bus here who are coaches.
Yep.
It's just that I often recommend if you're going to coach your child, you get a trusted friend who at the front of the season, and I say, Paul, if you're the coach, Dan, will you monitor me across the season? If you see me getting over-involved or losing it a little bit, you have permission to come up and tell me to cool my jets. Sometimes that happens.
Yep.
But giving somebody permission to give you some feedback as a parent that you're kind of losing it is important.
That sounds like great advice right there. I'm curious about the helicopter parents who turn into helicopter coaches now that they have a position of real authority on the field. If you can call that real authority, I'm putting it in air quotes. What does that do to when they're dealing with kids who are not their own?
Well, one, if I think the way this has come out is the helicopter parents concerned with their kid and not the other kids. If that's the case, they shouldn't be coaching. Mm-hmm. If you're a coach, you should care. And it's a hard thing for a parent coach. You love your kid, obviously, the most thing in the world. But you should care equally about all the kids. And you mentioned before, if I have a real talented kid, yeah, it's kind of fun to work with him or her. I give them some instruction and they get really good fast. But maybe given the obesity crisis and physical inactivity, I need to be really working with those kids who have trouble walking and chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can teach them to feel more competent, even though they're never going to be a star, we know that's related to fun. Because it's not fun to go out and be terrible.
Yep.
So a youth coach needs to be working with all the kids, and that's how you get best play.
Yep, the good coaches understand that the least fun position on any team is left out.
Yes.
Dan, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining me.
No, thanks for having me, and thanks for discussing the topic.
Dan Gould is director of Michigan State University's Institute for the Study of Youth Sports. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and email me, paul@americaweekend.com. Every Saturday and Sunday, it's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks.
America Weekend.